This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I often get asked about what media companies should do to stop fake news. Performing some due diligence on what's about to come out of our mouths or keyboards would help, whether or not we're in the media business or just passing along info through social media. And can more be done to train consumers in media literacy? From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
It's easy to be fooled online, whether by fake news or something else. Cognitive psychologist Gordon Pennycook says that's because
people just aren't thinking enough when they're looking at the stuff they see, and they kind of passively accept things as being true or plausible.
One solution? Let machines think for us. Esheim Sundar is at Penn State. He's working on software that can tell if news stories are true. The challenge, he says,
it's not a static entity, and so they keep inventing different ways. And so it's a bit of a cat and mouse game.
Another solution? Teach us to be critical thinkers. Alan Miller is with the News Literacy Project. Its programs train teens to consume information consciously, and it's developing one for adults.
Is it news? Is it opinion? Is it advertising? Who created it? Can I tell? Is this a credible source?
Google is getting into the game, too. It just gave a group of journalism organizations $3 million to develop a digital media literacy curriculum. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.